It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Avril Lavigne has announced that she's making a musical comeback.
Yes, there is a God.
Get out your black nail polish, hit up Hot Topic at Castleton Square Mall. It's about to go down. In a letter to her fans posted on her website, she talked about her years-long struggle with Lyme disease and how the ordeal has inspired her to write new music. The first single off her new album will be called Head Above Water and will be released September 19th. This better be good. Remember Hello Kitty and all that crap she's come out with in the last couple years?
Excuse me.
I need something good from her.
You're saying that Hello Kitty, you're so pretty. That was dope.
Absolutely garbage. Oh. But she is a queen. Losing My Grip, or yeah, that's what that album was called, right? Losing My Grip?
I believe so.
Yeah, that was the first album that I ever bought as a kid. I was in fourth grade.
Did your mom throw that one away?
She did throw it away after a while, yes, because I think she said the word damn in there once. I think my mom threw that one away. Teen Mom OG star Bristol Palin is slamming her ex Dakota Meyer and suggested that he was not deserving of his Medal of Honor.
Whoa, that's a big slam.
The former Marine posted texts online from Bristol where she says that Meyer is a coward and a little bee before suggesting that he was not deserving of his Medal of Honor. The reality star wrote, "He's no hero. He didn't do that blank." The final text from the person Meyer identifies as Bristol reads, "I can't believe I'm having his baby," which this all seems like a giant Teen Mom OG promotion if there ever was one, if you ask me. And Rob Lowe talked about working with Tom Cruise and says that he feels like a teenager again whenever they see each other.
When you come up with people like that and you work with some of them, I look at it as that was my fraternity and they're my fraternity brothers. And we've all gone on to other things in our lives or in very different places and doing different things. But when we get together, it's like, you know, so when I run into Tom Cruise, you know, I mean, I don't really know anything about his life now, but when we're together, it's like we're 18 years old again. And it's like, time has completely stopped.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. That is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.